I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Air Force released new details yesterday about a previously reported discharge of contaminated water into the Colorado Springs sewer system at Peterson Air Force Base. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, officials are now saying the discharge didn't quite happen as originally reported.
Officials now say only 20,000 gallons of contaminated water was actually released, significantly less than the 150,000 originally reported, and that it never actually made it to the sewer system. Peterson Air Force Base Commander Colonel Douglas Schess says the missing water ended up in a lined firefighting training pit, where it evaporated. He added that the earlier announcement was made prematurely.
In an effort to be transparent to our community, we may have released information on the possible water discharge before evaluating all of the possibilities.
Officials did, however, confirm that water containing perfluorinated compounds has been released into the Colorado Springs sewer system in the past. Colonel Schess explained that contaminated water was discharged roughly three times a year prior to 2015, when the Air Force now says it stopped using PFC-containing firefighting foams in training exercises. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
A man found guilty of human trafficking and prostitution charges in cases across Colorado involving victims who are minors has been sentenced to 24 years in prison. The Coloradoan reports that Brian Keith Williams was sentenced this week after being convicted of several charges, including pimping of a child and pimping of an adult. This is 91.5 KRCC News.